Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Good morning. It is 8:08. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services. They are online at gensfinancial.com. That phone number, 320-258-3688. Mr. Gens, sir, good to see you.
Good morning. Happy fall morning.
I guess, huh? Man, had some opportunity yesterday to... I'm taking half days this week because I got a lot of work to take care of, right?
Okay.
Personal stuff.
Okay.
Spent the day yesterday over in the beautiful community of Watkins, Minnesota.
What are you doing there?
Oh, just getting the vehicle taken care of, new tires, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, boy, how nice to get out in the country. And I realize all you have to do is drive 10 minutes and you're in the country here. But, boy, it's just so cool to get out there and see that stuff again.
Yep. So I was back home this past weekend. It was a youth deer hunt, so... one of our grandsons was down there with Niles Jr., his dad, of course.
Yeah.
And had opportunity to visit with my cousin who farms our farm is back home.
Yeah.
And they've been done, they got their harvest done 10 days ago.
Yeah.
At least.
A little ahead, aren't they?
Yep. So there's still some corn out there yet, but I imagine by the time I get back down there this coming weekend, it'll be all gone.
Isn't it funny how they compete? To hurry it up and be the first out in the field in the spring.
Oh, yeah.
Done and all of that.
Yeah. Of course, nowadays with the big equipment that they run back, most farmers,
yeah.
they don't take long.
True.
So what we're going to talk about today, hopefully we'll get through most of it, is besides our blog, which we'll get to in a minute or mm-hmm. two. First off, we're going to talk about predictable income.
Right.
We're going to talk about the award-winning Riskalyze program that we use. We're going to talk in depth about that. We're going to go over the Gens Financial brochure, Bob. I brought you one. It's up there in front of your keyboard.
Yes, sir.
Also, this week is National Estate Planning Awareness Week. And then last thing we'll talk about, if we get that far, how to step confidently into your life after retirement. So the blog that we send out every Tuesday afternoon, so this is came out yesterday.
Yep.
The blog consists of navigating market volatility, what retirees should know about August Japanese carry trade. Kind of interesting article, I think. Don't have time to read it over all today.
Yeah.
But again, if you want to be involved with the blog goes out every Tuesday afternoon. It's free of charge. We don't hunt you down afterwards. Hey, Bob, did you read that article? Maybe you should come in the office. We don't do that.
Yeah.
You go ahead and do what you want with the blog. Read it over. If you find after a period of time that the blog that you get on a weekly basis is not helping you out as far as education when it comes to retirement, you can always opt out, of course. But again, I don't believe anybody's done that, but you could be the first. So, Bob, do you like guessing or do you like stable? Do you like to guess through life or do you like to know what's going to go on in your life?
Okay, when I was younger, mm-hmm. rolling the dice was always kind of fun.
Right.
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 You get a little older and you start to realize, you know, you probably shouldn't be rolling them
right.
so much. But yeah, the older I am now, the more sure I need to know, the more I want to know. And I have to be sure about things.
Yep. So when you and your wife do some traveling,
yeah.
be it locally or distance wise,
yeah.
do you just wing it or do you have a plan?
Oh, I follow her directions.
I understand that, but somebody has a plan, right?
She has a plan.
And you say, yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. No,
okay.
we work together, and okay. yeah, you got to have a plan.
Yeah. So that brings us to our first subject today is guaranteed income gives you a license to spend. Besides the word guaranteed, I want to use the word predictable,
mm-hmm.
steady, and reliable. So you need to know in retirement each and every month what income you have coming in.
For sure.
Come, you know, water, high water.
Yep,
okay?
You bet.
So you know what's coming in so you can maintain your current lifestyle or do things that you want to do.
Yeah.
Now, one particular avenue that some people do use, it's an annuity,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, annuities in the past have gotten some bad rap, some warranted, some not. But there are annuities out there that give you a stable, reliable, predictable income for the rest of your life, and if you're married, for the rest of your lives, plural, okay? So you know each and every month, XYZ Insurance Company is going to make a deposit into your checking account every month for the rest of your life. And in the old days, now I'm going back, you know, 30, 40 years ago, if you passed away and you still left money in the account, the insurance company kept it. What a bad business model.
Yeah, okay?
So nowadays, that does not happen. So let's say, just hypothetical, throwing out some numbers, let's say you put $250,000 in an investment with an annuity.
Okay.
And that annuity gave you guaranteed income for the rest of your life. And if you're married, and if you take joint income for the rest of your spouse's life, no matter how long you live.
Yeah.
If you run the account to zero, it still pays. Okay, it still pays even the account zero because it's an annuity with a lifetime income rider. Okay,
gotcha. Yep.
If you die short, and what I mean by that, husband and wife, you both pass away before the account is used up, your beneficiaries get the balance. Nowadays, the newer models of these types of investments also have long-term care benefits built into them. So in the event of a, when I say long-term care, it's a nurse coming to the house, it's an assisted living, nursing home, or a hospice care like a Quiet Oaks environment, the payments with some companies goes up half again more, and some companies, the amount that you're getting doubles. So let's say you're getting $3,000 a month income from this annuity, and one of you has a stroke or another serious illness or injury. Generally, there's a 90-day waiting period before for the additional coverage kicks in. Mm-hmm. But again, say you're getting $3,000 a month. That payment now turns into $4,500 a month.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Some companies keep that higher payment for 5 years. Some companies are variations of that 5 years. So you get the $4,500 a year for 5 years as long as you're still on claim.
Right.
As long as you still have that medical condition verified by your doctor, of course. And then if you come off of claim, so to speak, you drop down to the normal $3,000.
Okay? Gotcha.
So these types of investments are not fit all. Okay. Just like Bob, you drive a Jeep. Jeep doesn't fit everybody.
Right.
Okay. I drive a Dodge. Doesn't fit everybody. Uh-huh. Okay. But these types of investments, if you want predictable, consistent, reliable income for the rest of your life and your spouse's life, they're worth looking at. Now, again, obviously, you have to use highly rated carriers.
Sure.
Okay, that are reliable, have the assets to guarantee these things. Luckily, in the state of Minnesota is pretty due diligent as far as making sure the companies that we have in Minnesota meet the guidance, what I just suggested.
Yep.
So again, that particular investment doesn't meet everybody's needs, but it's worth looking at.
Okay, folks, you know a guy. His name is Niles Gens. Yeah. His phone number is 258-3688, GensFinancial.com.
So again, the way it works, you again use $250,000 as a conversational number.
Mm-hmm.
It could be come from a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, money in the bank, makes no difference where it comes from, okay? Mm-hmm. So again, you invest in that. You don't have to turn the income on right away. You can let it sit for a year, or two, or three, or four, or five, 10 years. Obviously, it's going to grow along the way.
Right.
And then when you turn the income on, the income is on for the rest of your lives, plural, if you're a husband or wife.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a single person, it's just for your life. Okay. When you pass away, the both of you, whatever's left in the account, your beneficiaries get it.
Excellent.
It's that simple. Okay. So we use an income calculator software at the office to figure out what company has the best payment.
Sure.
And it varies from company to company. It varies from when you want to start the income, either right away, year down the road, 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road. But it's worth looking at.
If I were to say I want to do this and start my income 5 years down the road, but 2 years into this, I have a problem and I need that money, can I make that change?
Yeah, you don't make up your mind when you invest in it, when you want to start. You get
when there. The time comes, today's the day.
Yep, today's the day I want to start it.
Nice.
Okay? So again, it's worth looking at. We do use those types of products in our office, and not on a daily basis necessarily.
Okay.
But we do use them quite often when somebody says to me, Niles, I'm conservative. I don't want to lose principal. I want reliable, steady income in retirement. Light bulb goes off in my head, obviously, and says, oh, this is something we should look at. Okay? So, now, another thing that we've been using in the office, I'd say better part of 10 years, is a software program called Riskalyze.
Right.
Okay. So what a Riskalyze does, it's built on a Nobel Prize winning framework. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number, a quantitative way for clients and advisors to establish the correct amount of risk for their investments. So basically what it is, you get a score anywhere from a 1 to a 99 that will pinpoint your exact comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gain. Then we, as your advisor, then build an investment portfolio to match the client's risk number and chart a clearly defined path to client goals. So, for example, use myself as a hypothetical, not ultra-conservative, but I'm not also aggressive.
Right.
I'm what I call in between.
Okay.
You could call yourself a moderate investor, okay? So you can score anywhere from 1. If you get score 1, that means your money's in a Folgers coffee can, the top shelf of your closet.
Gotcha. Okay? Yeah.
You won't even give it to the bank. You're that conservative. Okay.
Right.
Or 99. I've never seen anybody score 99. But I think if you score 99 or very close to it, you're trying to outguess the program, the software, or you're completely don't understand risk.
Maybe some of those poker players that you see on TV.
Or Las Vegas type investors.
Exactly.
Okay? Or you can afford to lose a lot of money. Now, I don't know anybody in Central Minnesota that can afford to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, we were just talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She could probably afford to lose a little money.
Yeah, or lose something else. But anyhow, so when I take the test, I score 52, 53 in that area. I'm right in the middle.
Yeah, isn't 50 about perfect?
There's no perfect score.
Gotcha, but
it's based on my own personal risk tolerance.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay?
Right.
I want to make money, but I also want to protect myself for downside.
Okay.
I don't want to lose a lot of money. So that's why I scored a low 50s.
Right.
So let's say somebody came in the office with your current investment portfolio. Niles Jr. or Kevin, depends who does it. We'll take your current investments. Let's say you have 5 accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Could be an IRA, could be a Roth, 401k, brokerage account, and whatever, okay? So you take all 5 of those investments, and it goes into a computer.
Mm-hmm.
You type in the ticker symbols for the mutual funds. If you don't have the ticker symbols available, just the name of the mutual fund.
Right.
You know, Worldwide Growth and Income Fund through somebody else.
Right.
Somebody, okay? Right. So all 5 of those accounts will get a score anywhere from 1 to 99
mm-hmm.
on a risk score.
Gotcha.
Then you'll get a cumulative score in all 5 combined. Generally what we see is that, and then we email you the test,
mm-hmm.
and you take the test. So again, going back to me, scoring a 52, 53. But maybe my portfolio, when it was scored by the software, maybe the portfolio scored an 85.
Okay.
And when I take the test, my gut check, so to speak, I score 52. We got a problem here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because your current advisors never really talk to you about risk. They're taking their computer, usually dual screen computers they have at their offices. They're showing you pie charts, graphs. They're showing you past returns and that kind of stuff. Making it look pretty, a pretty color stuff. I hear you. If we do this, we move here, we do this. You're not involved with that. You're sitting there, yeah, 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 okay, sure, yeah. But by taking the Riskalyze test, you're now involved.
Mm-hmm.
You are telling us what kind of investor you want to be.
And plus, isn't this really important because that information that you may be seeing on those screens is past performance.
Past performance,
yeah. And we're talking about what's coming.
Well, we're going to look at past and we look at potential.
There's no risk in the past.
Right. True.
Right?
Because we're all geniuses in the past.
Yeah.
So let's go back to me scoring a 52-ish. And if my portfolio, by the way, it doesn't, but say it scored an 85.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have an investment portfolio that scores in those high numbers like that, and if the 2007, 2008, 2009 recession or market downturn would it reappear,
right.
You potentially, if that would happen again,
yeah.
If history would repeat itself, you could lose 50% of your portfolio.
Okay.
Who around here in central Minnesota who's either retired or approaching retirement
right.
can afford to lose half your portfolio.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, also the software shows you that if the current market conditions continue,
mm-hmm.
what you potentially could make. Okay. So it's a good way to sit back and say, hey, it's a computer software scoring here. It's not somebody showing me past performance and showing me pretty pictures and graphs on a computer.
Sure.
It's common sense investing.
So let me ask you a question. If I happen to be, say, 40, mm-hmm. could I still take that risk-alized test?
Any age could
okay.
take.
Okay. And here's why I'm saying that. Because if I'm 40, I still got 20
right.
years, 25 years,
yep.
maybe. So I might want to be a little more aggressive.
Yep. So, yes, usually the younger a person is, the higher score they get.
Gotcha.
Because us older people, yourself included, Bob, have been around the block a couple, three times.
Yes, sir.
And we've lost money in the market in the past due yep. to market performance. And now we've approaching a number, age number in our lives that we can't play games anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a couple, 3 weeks. I think I mentioned this last week. A couple, 3 weeks ago, potential client, we'll call her, came in the office and I looked at her portfolio and it said words right on it, aggressive growth. And she's late 60s.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, say her name was Beth, make up a name, Beth. Do you realize you have an aggressive growth portfolio here? I was wondering what that meant there. Okay. How long do you have been this? Well, I've been in that 401k for 25, 30 years. Have you ever changed how your money is allocated, how it's invested? No, I just get the statements every quarter and I throw it in a drawer and every few years I throw the old ones out. Okay.
We assume that there's someone out there watching out for us, don't we?
There is nobody.
I know.
There's nobody watching out for you. Okay.
God, no.
If you have a 401k, the company that's managing it for you, they're not reaching out to you, Bob.
No, they've never.
No, they'll never call you.
Not okay? once.
Now, you can call them.
Yeah.
Now, you might get Jim sitting in Aruba in a cubicle somewhere or sitting in his kitchen table and the phone rings. Mm-hmm. Maybe stretching a little bit here. But again, you need to deal with somebody across the desk. Somebody that you can look at and see and explain things to you.
Yeah.
Now, some people do very well dealing with an 800, retire now number. I personally don't operate that way. I want to deal with people that I can look at and say, hey, if I have a question, I want to go to this person. So the Riskalyze software, the way it works, you actually can go on our website and take the Riskalyze test.
Okay.
Okay. And then after you take the test, we will notice that you've taken the test, of course. And then Niles Jr. or Kevin will reach out to you and say, did you look at your test results? Would you like to see your current portfolio put into that system to see where your current portfolio scores?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody's going to say yes, because how do you make a decision until you know?
Right, okay? right.
So then you'll take the test. We'll give you a holler on the phone and say, hey, Bob, we saw you take the test. Did you get your score? Yes, of course you do, because it pops up right away.
Right.
Would you like to make an appointment to come on in the office and bring your current portfolio with you and have us score your current portfolio? If you say, nope, I just wanted to take the test, well, that's fine. Here's our phone number. The vast majority of people do want to see what their current portfolio scores.
So Bob Hughes does this, and, you know, he scores up. 25. What do you check me for a pulse then, or what do you do?
Nope. That's a very conservative number.
Right.
So what we do is that we take your current portfolio, see where that's scoring.
Okay.
Very, very, very rare, almost uncommon, where somebody's current portfolio scores around where they score.
Okay.
Very rare.
Gotcha.
So if you have a portfolio that's scoring 60, 70 points, and when you take the test and score 25, we're going to show you how to fix that problem.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay. What you do with that information after we show you how to fix it is
sure.
totally up to you. You're a big boy. Do what you need to do.
Right. But I had to ask just in case we are being too conservative, because I'm sure that happens as well.
It does happen on occasion where somebody is too scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there are investments that we talked about 2 weeks ago that can put a buffer on your investments.
Exactly right.
In the event of market not performing to where we want,
mm-hmm.
You can put a buffer on of 10%, 20%, 30%. I'm hearing of some 40% buffers coming out in the future. So taking a 20% buffer, if you had $100,000 in an investment, and if the market went down 20% that next year, buffer means insurance.
Right.
You got insurance for that.
Right.
Okay. So you'll get that 20% that you lost put back into your account on the contract anniversary.
So many times I think people just assume that you need to be dealing with, you know, $500,000 when we talk about all this stuff. Is that the case?
Depends who you work with.
Okay.
So I on my phone, my Google search engine, when I read the news on it, which that I don't watch TV for news. I get it off my cell phone.
Yep.
But you have algorithms that track what you've always read in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my articles pop up investments.
Sure. Gotcha.
Okay?
Yep.
And there wasn't in some investment firm, I don't recall where they were at, but they only deal with people who have $500,000 or higher to invest.
Okay.
And I think, well, okay, that's fine to have that business model. There's actually a couple of firms here in town that if you don't have $500,000, they don't want to talk to you.
Well, how nice for them.
Yeah, how nice for them. I am not of that attitude.
Yeah.
I remember being flat busted broke when Helene and I got married.
Yes, sir.
I will talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, there's some people I can't help, and I'll tell you, I can't help you.
Yeah.
But if I can help you in just the smallest little fraction, it helps you not only, but it makes me feel good too.
You know what, Niles? That smallest little fraction that you're talking about are some of the basic things that everybody needs to do, like the TODs, the PODs, all of that. Do you have insurance, life, all that stuff?
Yeah, so we don't have a minimum. Now, obviously, if somebody only has $10,000 to their name, I will tell them to keep it in the bank.
Yeah.
Okay. Then some people call, I only have $10,000 to my name. Should I buy gold? No. Gold and silver seem to be the hot commodities. And you should, for those who can afford it, should you own gold and silver? Well, of course. But again, if you have the bare minimums, we'll talk to you, but there's certainly certain things I can do.
Yeah, and let's start to think about this. You know, if you've got cash in a money market fund or a bar of gold, it's hard to pay for groceries with a bar of gold.
Yeah, cash-wise won't take a bar of gold.
Niles,
they might take it.
Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, 258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Niles Gens is in studio. Gens Financial Services, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. That is their website. The phone number, 320-258-3688. Niles, by the way, this Gens Financial brochure is very nice.
Yeah, we're going to go over that after this little announcement.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir.
So you have an opportunity, everybody listening today, to listen to Phil Blanco.
Okay.
Blanco.
Okay.
So he's the president and chief investment officer for Ladenburg Investments Asset Management.
Okay.
I've been to meetings in the past where Phil is the keynote speaker. If you ever want to hear somebody who is smart, I mean past smart... so he runs a fund, Ladenburg Funds, several billion dollars in that fund.
Okay.
So he speaks to Congress, the presidents, Fox, been on Fox News, CNN, NBC, whatever that thing is called. So there's a call you can listen to tomorrow free of charge. I don't know if you're going to be in the call or not, because I'm just going to give you the information. If you're on the call, great. They won't let us. I have nothing to do with it.
Okay, sir. Yep.
So he's going to talk about bonds, fixed income experienced a solid third quarter, lock in long-term yields as the Fed cuts rates. He's going to talk about equities. September defied expectations, posting gains, improving the value of diversification. He'll talk about asset allocation, tight labor, slower GDP, and easy inflation may favor a balanced asset mix. And he'll talk about the election, a nonpartisan perspective, the importance of staying invested. So if you want to listen to the webinar, it's not a participating webinar. You just can listen. You cannot ask questions. It's tomorrow afternoon, being Thursday, October 24th at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So that'd be 3 p.m. Central time. If you want to write this down, everybody, 877-853-5257. Again, 877-853-5257. It's going to ask you for meeting ID. Type in 968-8829-9450. Repeat that, 968-8829-9450. If you're unable to write those things down, just give me a holler at the office, 320-258-3688. Please let me get to the office so I can give this to staff.
Yeah.
So give it 9:15 or later. I will give this sheet to the staff. So when somebody calls in, hey, I want to listen to that Ladenburg call tomorrow, Thursday afternoon, they'll give you the information, okay? Now, if you're listening to the show on a Saturday or Sunday, well, you missed it.
We won't be able to do that.
You missed it. But again, I know Phil. We're not buddies. We're not personal buddies or nothing like that. But I've been to meetings where he's the keynote speaker, like I mentioned. And holy smokes, what a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's worthless. I will be on the call myself.
Very nice.
I don't miss his calls. So this week being, the 23rd of October when we're doing this show, is National Estate Planning Awareness Week.
Okay.
Monday, October 21 through Sunday, October the 27th. Is an estate plan something you need? There's a whole week to set aside to talk about it, okay? So let's take everybody out there listening.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody needs an exit plan.
Yes, sir.
Okay? There is no guarantee that I'm going to make it till tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that you and I were talking off air. Niles, how long do you want to live? Well, so late 80s would be a good number.
Yeah.
Might not make her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, if I don't make it, what am I going to leave behind? Mm-hmm. Am I going to leave a plan that will be enacted by my wife and my kids? Or am I going to leave no plan? All right. So let's take a heart surgeon. Bob, you and I have been blessed not to have a heart surgery.
Not yet.
And hopefully I never do.
Exactly.
But if I do, do I want the surgical team to have a plan before they go in?
Nah, let's just wing it.
Let's meet at the local cafe for breakfast, and we'll go over Niles' chart. And then when we get there, he's a normal. We'll wing it. No. You wouldn't do the same thing when you die. Now, some people say, I could give a rat's you-know-what when I die. Let the family figure it out.
Really?
If you have that kind of attitude, don't bother calling me.
Exactly right.
Don't come to our workshop. Stop listening to the radio show.
Yeah.
If you don't care about your family, I want nothing to do with you.
What kind of a life would that be?
I want nothing to do with you. Okay? But if you plan on leaving an estate behind, mm-hmm. if you want the estate to go to where you want it to go. Remember, estate plan is just directions.
Yeah.
You know, I want this to go here. I want this to go here. I want that to go there. Now, as a married couple, Helene and I, it's obviously common sense that when I die before Helene, hopefully, that everything goes to Helene.
Sure.
Okay? Yep. Everything.
Yep.
Just boom, it's hers.
Yep.
Now, most of our investments are jointly owned. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So really nothing to do, but there are investments just in my name and there's a reason why I did it, mm-hmm. but Helene is the beneficiary.
Gotcha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the event that Helene and I go together, the four kids are beneficiaries.
But this is all written down.
It's documented.
Exactly.
Not right. only in the investments, but also in our legal documents.
This is not something that just happens.
No. So does my wife and our kids know where all these legal documents are? Of course they do. So again, in the event of one of our four kids predeceasing us, all three of our four kids have kids. Hopefully Parker and Tori have kids in the near future. But let's assume all four of our kids have kids.
Okay.
And something happens to one of our four kids. Their share goes to their kids.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's use dumb numbers, guy. So let's say there's $80,000 in an investment. Helene and I are go down in a plane crash.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yep.
So there's $80,000 split between four of them.
$20,000
a piece. in the event that one of our kids predeceased us, their share, their $20,000 goes to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's all written down.
Okay. What if, let's use that same $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't have a plan in place? What if you don't have all this stuff documented? How do the kids know what to do? And because okay. I'm sure that happens out there too.
So if you have an investment, let's say the investment is just in my name.
Okay.
And I die. There's no beneficiary listed.
Right.
There's no transfer on death. There's no POD. None of that stuff.
Right.
So it has to go through probate. Now, granted, the probate judge is going to award the account to my wife.
Sure.
That's a given.
Right.
Okay.
What if somebody contests it?
Well, if somebody contests it, but before that far, Helene has to hire an attorney.
Yes.
You priced out an attorney.
They're not cheap.
You priced one out lately, Bob? Okay. So it could cost her on a $100,000 vest, but it could cost her, I don't know, a couple grand.
Yeah.
For no reason. Bob, you and I talked, I think, a little bit ago that being almost full-blooded German, I'm pretty frugal when it comes to the dollar.
Yes, sir. Okay?
I don't want to waste money where I don't need to waste it.
That only makes sense, and German or not.
Yeah, probate is a waste.
Right.
You don't have to have your estate go through probate. There are ways around it. And most of the ways around it don't cost you anything to set up.
Right.
Okay? So again, a will. Does everybody need a will? Every attorney listening today will probably say yes.
Sure.
Okay? I'm going to tell you, not as an attorney, there are some people who have lower assets.
Sure.
That probably don't need a will.
Right.
Okay? If they're renting a house or renting an apartment or a mobile home, they don't own real estate. They have $15,000 in the bank, and that's all they have.
Sure.
You could put a POD on that bank account payable on death to whoever you want. There's nothing to probate.
And I know if people don't have family,
yep.
That's kind of a horse of a different color, but you can still leave something to the church or whatever.
Yep, or nephews or nieces,
sure,
or whatnot.
Absolutely.
So again, not an attorney, but I have worked with attorneys for over 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Locally here in St. Cloud and in Buffalo, and Roger has a firm in Elk River that he works with, and one in Edina too, I believe. So again, estate planning is something everybody should be doing, no matter where you're at, sure, in life. When you get married is a good time to start the estate planning. Okay, the will, the power of attorney, the health care directive, beneficiary designations, especially when you start having kids, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So again, this is National Estate Planning Awareness Week. If you want our help to get the ball rolling,
yep,
give us a call, 320-258-3688. But please keep in mind, I'm not an attorney.
Right.
I don't play one on TV either.
Exactly. Not even on the radio.
Not even on the radio. So but I can steer you in the right direction.
I'd tell you, this is a big deal because on a conversation that's going to be coming up this weekend during the home show with Bob and Kat, one of our realtors, Janelle Morgan, talks about this. And from a realtor standpoint, if they have to sell that house, that there's no estate plan and all of that kind of stuff, it can get really murky.
It can, yeah.
You know,
so again,
do everyone a favor.
Yeah, I've been through it personally. My dad had no estate plan.
Right.
What a mess. And he went.
It took years, didn't it?
Took 2.5 years. $15,000 and unnecessary attorney bills.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
It all can be avoided. That simple. Niles Gens. Again, Gens Financial Services, that phone number, 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com. We started the program talking about the blog, Niles. How easy is it to sign up for that?
Give us a call at 320-258-3688. Give us your email and your name. Done.
Okay. And what about workshops?
In December. I'll have the schedule next week.
Okay. So we're just going to take November off. Not off.
Well,
but no workshops in November?
Well, some of us like to sit in a deer stand for a little
sure,
better in a week.
And fine.
Pheasants need attention, the ducks need attention, all that type
yes,
of stuff.
They do. Yes, they do. Good work, sir. Thank
yep,
you.
Yep.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, Gens Financial Services, that phone number, 258-3688. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.